In the laws of Birchas HaShachar in chapter 52, and this is subsection 2, Seif Beis. And discussing here when the minyan is davening and somebody comes in late to shul. Now, the discussion over here is at what point you come in and what to do. So people that do the whole entire davening, the practical way of doing it is the Zohar and some of the other commentaries say you always daven in the order, you never skip to accommodate. But in Halacha, we learned in the previous Sif, in the previous subsection 1, that the main thing of the davening is actually
the Amida.
And the reason we do the Pesukei de Zimra is to prepare us for the Amida, or prepare us for the rest of the davening. And it makes no sense that, according to the Shulchan Aruch over there, that you're going to daven the introduction and you're going to miss out on the main Tefillah B'Tzibur, which is later. So he tells you, if you come in various different spots and you can catch up, what are the most important parts that you daven, as long as you can catch up. Now we're talking about imbok shehischilu hakol yishtabach. If you come in when the community has begun already saying yishtabach, now the main part of the minyan begins from yishtabach, because at that point you going to say Kaddish, you're going to say Baruch Hu, and then you're going to start with the blessings of the Shema, and then the Shema, and the after blessing, and then you do the Amida. So if you come in when the community, and come in also includes, you put on your tefillin, because you have to put on your towels on the tefillin. It doesn't mean you actually literally walk from the outside. The first thing you have to do is put on your towels and the tefillin. The Alter Rebbe doesn't mention that, but it seems that that is important. Before you can daven, you have to put on your towels and your tefillin. So he calls that when you come. So when you come in, and you come in that the minyan, the community, has already started doing yishtabach. And this seems to be based on the Bayer Hetev, the commentary. The Alter Rebbe doesn't explain and what is the issue of here exactly. But over there it says, you cannot just say Yishtabach. The individual cannot just say Yishtabach. Yishtabach is a blessing that says, Baruch Atah Hashem, he has a blessing. The opening blessing before Yishtabach is Baruch Shomar, over there, Melech Mulol Batish Bachos, that's an opening blessing. So in order for a person to say Yishtabach, he would have to say the first blessing and something in the middle, like at least Tila LeDavid Ashrei, he said in the previous Sif, and then he can say the after Bracha. But this person is coming in by Yishtabach, and he doesn't have the time to say Baruch Shomar, and something in the middle, and say Yishtabach before, now I'm assuming that this means here, before the Shliach Tzibur begins to do, says the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and starts doing the blessings of the Shema. So he's saying to you, the Alter Rebbe writes, so this is based, the Bayer Hetev writes this in over there, clearly, he cannot say Baruch Shomar until the David, because then you won't be able to do with the minyan. Now, what does it mean, not be able to do with the minyan? I am presuming that what this means is, again, and we'll see in a minute, that it means that if he should say Yishtabach, Baruch Shomar until the Yishtabach, he'll maybe be able to catch up by the Amida, but he won't be able to do the Birchot Kriya Shema together with, that's also called the Tzibur, even though that's not the important part. I'm not 100% sure with that, but that's what at least it seems in the Bayer Hetev. It seems that the Alter Rebbe says, again, let's go inside before we make it too complicated. If you come to the shul when the community started to say Yishtabach, you don't have the time to say Baruch Shomar and Tilal David before they're going to start doing the Birchot Kriya Shema. So he says, Toiv sheyishma yishtabach mehashatz. So it's good that you listen yishtabach from the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, forget about it. So you're not going to say, Baruch Shamar. You're not going to say Tilul David. All your Pesukah de Zimra is going to be, you're going to hear yishtabach from the Shliach Tzibur. What does it mean here, though, when he says Tov? That's actually the language of Bar Hetev. He says, Tov, he's better off to being quiet and listen yishtabach from the Shliach Tzibur. So what does it mean, good? Better than what? It seems like that's a better option than, doesn't say to do so. He says it's good for him to do that. So he says, so I'm thinking, what is the other option that this is better? And he's not totally rejecting. He's not telling you, be quiet, listen yishtabach and go. He doesn't say that. He says better to do that. So somehow it seems like there is like an option over here. So the other way would be to say Baruch Shomar and do Tehillah LeDavid and say Yishtabach, and then you'll catch up to the Shliach Tzibur while he's saying Yotzer Or, while he's saying the rest of the prayer. And he's saying to you, no, you're better off just listening Yishtabach. Don't say your own Baruch Shomar, don't say your own Yishtabach, don't say that Hillel David. Just listen to Yishtabach, that's the better way, even though you may be able to do the other way. If doing Baruch Shomar and Tehillah LeDavid and Yishtabach on your own will cause you not to daven Amida with the minyan, for sure that would be not acceptable, as we're going to see in a minute later on. Because then you're going to lose the minyan, the Amida. So then it wouldn't be Tov, then you would have to. Then he would tell you, it's not even important for him to tell you, be quiet and listen to the Yishtabach. You have no choice over there. It wouldn't be Tov. It says, listen to Yishtabach. It wouldn't tell you better. But in this case, it seems he has one of two options. If he's going to start Yishtabach, if he's going to say his own Baruch Shomar, and Yishtabach and the Tehillah David in the middle, then he won't be able to start right away with the Shliach Tzibur, the Birchas Kriya Shema, and he will catch up later on. So you won't be davening the Birchas Kriya Shema with the minyan, which is not the worst thing in the world, as we'll see in a minute. But he says that's not the better of the option. The better of the option is, forget about you saying the Baruch Shomar and the Yishtabach now. Just listen to the Chazan, to the leader of the services. He says Yishtabach, and then continue davening the minyan. That's the way I read the meaning of the Alter Rebbe. It still needs to be looked into. That's what I read on the superficial level, just looking at it quickly. It seems to me that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Now, that is provided that he came in by Yishtabach. What happens in Bo Samuch L'Kriya Shema? If he comes in, they're almost already at the Shema. That's when he comes in. In a minute, we'll learn. Be on time. That's the right way to do it. Don't be late. But we're talking about after the fact. What do you do when this is the scenario? So if a person comes and he's already, they're almost by Kriya Shema. Now, the assumption is, if they're almost by Kriya Shema, forget about the Pesukah de Zimra. Okay, I mean, if they're close to Kriya Shema, either they're davening super, super slow, and you can daven super, super fast, so you can start the whole davening, but he doesn't even assume that. He assumes that if you're up to the Kriya Shema, forget about Pesukah de Zimra, you're never going to catch up. So he doesn't even bring it as an option. The only time he talks about Pesukah de Zimra is if you get in when the Shliach Tzibur is before Yishtabach, what you can catch up and what you can skip. That's the discussion before in Sif Aleph, in the first subsection. But over here, the discussion is, what do you do there up to Kriya Shema? So he tells you that so you can start the bracha of Yotzer, and you have enough time to start in the order and to daven the Amida with the community, with the Tzibur. So they're up to Shema. You can start from the beginning and do the Shema, and by the time they'll start the Amida, you'll catch up. Yasekein, then you should do so. Which means, if you can't even do that, there's no point in skipping anyways. In other words, we're not going to tell you to start davening the Amida with the Tzibur if you hadn't done the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Birchas Kriya Shema come before the Amida, even if it means that you're going to miss davening with the Minyan, which means the Amida, you're not going to do with the Minyan. Don't skip on the Birchas Shema and the Shema, and the Birchas Shema and the Shema. You can't skip. You need Gol Yisrael, you need to have Semech Gula Litzfila. You must have that order. But he's saying, if you are able to daven and to reach to daven with the Tzibur, then that's what you do. Then you can do that. Afal pi shelo yikra kriya shema im tzibur. But even though you're not reading the Shema with the Tzibur, so what's the point in rushing? Okay, what's the point in rushing? You're not going to read the Shema with the Tzibur anyways, because you're starting off from before, so you're not reading the Shema with the Tzibur, with the community. So maybe you ought to start right away the Shema. Here it says no. You know, we don't care that you're not reading. We're not going to tell you now to start doing it with the minyan now, and then you would actually lose out the Birchas Krishma. And other things is because the Ikarak Pedahu, the main thing that we're particular about, what do we care about? She is Palul Yudchesim Atzibur, that you should daven 18, the 18 brachas, the Shemona Esra, you should do it together with the community. That's the main thing because we're concerned. We're not so concerned. Now he says mainly concerned. So that's why I'm saying, in the previous case in which you missed already, you came in by Yishtabach, and you're coming to Yishtabach, and now you have a choice, either to start right away with the minyan over here, that's a better thing to do, that's what we ruled before, because even though it's mainly the Amida, but doing the Shema, with the blessing of Shema with the minyan is also important. So in your case that you missed it, listen to Yishtabach, better off, listen to Yishtabach to the Chazan. That would be better, that's what I understand the Alter Rebbe is saying, that would be better than going to the beginning and doing Baruch Shamar with Tilal Dovid, whatever, another, and then you're going to not do the Shema with the Tzibur, because that's not the main thing. But still, it's important enough that we want you to do that and listen to Yishtabach to the Chazan and just continue with the Tzibur where they're up to. But when it comes to the Shema, when you're ready by Shema, we're not going to tell you, oh, go do the Shema over here together with the Tzibur, because we don't really care about so much about doing the Shema B'Tzibur. It's more important that you daven the Amida B'Tzibur. In this case, you hadn't started doing the Birchas Shema with the Tzibur. So you missed out on the Birchas Shema with the Tzibur. So therefore, it's more important that you go back and you do, and you finish, catch up, so you'll do the Amida with the Tzibur, rather than just doing the Shema with the Tzibur. But the thing is something else, but if you're going to do, even if you're going to do the Shema with the Tzibur, you're going to be messing up your brachas over there. You're not going to have two brachas before, but maybe at least you'd have the Shema with the second brachas with the Tzibur. But he says, no, that don't change that around. Because, in other words, what I'm trying to say, even if we should say that it's important to do the with the Tzibur, but on what cheshbon? But you missed out already. The first brachas you missed out because you're just coming into the Shema. So it's going to turn out that you're going to do the Shema. And even though that's very important to do with the Tzibur, but just the Shema itself, without the brachas, apparently, it's better off to daven. I still need to exactly figure out the wording over here exactly. But the bottom line is, if you cannot go back and do like in the order, you can't go back and catch up and then do the Amida together with the Shliach Tzibur, then just go back to your Psuk in the Zimra, just start the davening and just do your whole davening and go through regularly.
Not to the Amida.
And we're not going to do the Amida Tzibur, because in other words, the Birchas Shema and the Shema, they have to be said before the Amida, before your Amida. Even if you have to sacrifice davening with the minyan, you can't sacrifice your Shema, Birchas Shema, for the purpose of davening with the with a minyan. You can't sacrifice that. You need to have the blessing of the Shema. You have to daven them before the Amida. You can't come in. The only thing is, you know, sometimes you have people that come into the shul that really don't daven a lot. They don't know, they can't, or they're just beginning, or they don't know what. So over there, I think the ruling would be different. Over there you would say, you know, let them do the Amida. A lot of times it happens, actually in the shul, in where you need a minyan, it's six people to do Shimon Esrei together to have a minyan. And some of the people that come in do not daven the whole davening. And, you know, they just daven whatever you tell them in the sitter. So I think in that case, you can point to them, they should start with the Amida. So at least they're doing the Amida with the minyan, even though they're not doing the blessings of the Shema and the Shema before the Amida, because they don't do it anyways, or they're not going to go in that order anyways. They're doing it together with Chazan. So that would be different. But in any event, he says, V'kol zeh b'diavet. This is all after the fact, which means she'ovar v'shol lovel lebeis ha'knesses, that he transgressed, he delayed, he didn't come in shul in time. So we're finding ways how to catch up with the minyan. And before we had two opinions. He says, if you missed it, you'd have to catch up later without the brachas. We learned it all in Sif Aleph before. But Aval Chatchila Chayv Kol Odom Lezaris Es Atzmai Lovel Lebeis HaKnesses. But to begin with, everybody must hasten themselves, must be diligent to come to the shul in a way, B'inyan Shelo Yitztarech L'dalek Klum, so you don't have to jump anything. Kidei Lispal Tfil Shudchesim HaTzibur, so that he can daven with the minyan. To daven the 18 brachas together with the minyan, shouldn't do that. Come in time, don't skip anything. You know, that's the main thing. But these halachas were meant, what we do if he passes, if he transgressed and he didn't come in time, and that's the way he behaves. But as I said, in the Chabad tradition, and it's also based on the Zohar and based on other rulings, we just do the whole davening straight. We don't skip the davening in order to accommodate the Amida. I'm not saying that everybody agrees, but that's the Chabad and the Hasidic ruling is to do the davening in time. And if you missed Tfilah B'Tzibur, you missed Tfilah B'Tzibur. What are you going to do? You do with the Tzibur of your neshama.